Yeah, I think it was really just the off season, you know, being able to train, being able to lift, you know, not focused on rehab, being able to take part in the off season program, being able to get all the reps during OTAs, you know, and then the way I feel physically coming into camp, you know, my knee doesn't hurt. It's not sore. It feels good. I'm not limited in any way. So just all of those things combined, I think have made a big difference in just the way I feel compared to this time last year.
You've learned a lot of new systems. At this point, are you accustomed to learning new systems?
Yeah, I think so. It seems like about every year I'm learning a new system. But, you know, I think the positive with that is, you know, after you've done it a few times, you know, you can look at it, you know, it's a blessing. I've seen a lot of football. I've seen a lot of different systems. You know, obviously this one's new, it's different, but I think there's some carryover from some past systems that I've been in. So, you know, it's nice to know that everything isn't brand new and that there's, you know, some things that are familiar.
Sam, how much different does this feel? It's not a mini camp, it's the regular camp and everybody's here. How much is this day now going forward? How much is that? What does it feel like?
I mean, it feels good. You know, obviously the speed picks up immediately. I think that's the first thing you notice. You know, obviously it was nice to come in, get some work during the rookie camp, you know, kind of knock off the rust from the summer break. But, you know, that first play today, you can tell, you know, with the vets out there, you know, the speed of the game, it's back. So, you know, it's an exciting time. It's a time for us to get a lot of work done against each other. And it's just good to see everyone again.
Does Doug have to emphasize that or do the players recognize?
Change right now. I think it's pretty easy for us to recognize. I don't think it took long for everyone to realize that things stepped up a notch a little bit today.
For a couple of years, we've talked about the advantages of going fast offensively. What are the advantages of taking your time?
You know, like I've said it a million, there's pros and cons to everything. You know, obviously this is going to be different than, you know, what you guys are used to watching. You know, for the guys that were here last year, it's different than what we're used to doing. But, you know, I think the advantage of being in the huddle, you can communicate a little bit more, especially me as the quarterback. When I get the play call, I can emphasize things, you know, give guys a heads up on what to look for. And then also, you know, you hope to get into the right play more, you know, so we don't have as many wasted plays, you know, and try to eliminate some of the negative plays that we had last year, maybe due to going fast.
Sam, a lot of guys talked about coming into camp this year, they really feel as if there's a better atmosphere with, whether it's coming down from the coach, with other players, people are more comfortable. Do you think that'll translate onto the field and into wins?
I mean, if guys feel better, then yeah, I hope so. You know, you would hope that things like that translate. You know, it's different than what we're doing last year. There's no doubt. You know, I think that, you know, as an offense, we've got a long ways to go to be where we want to be. But I thought we had a really good spring. And I think if we continue to build, you know, on what we were able to do in OTAs, you know, I think that we've got a chance to be a good offense this year.
Is it different in a good way or just different?
You know, to be honest, I really haven't. I mean, obviously there's differences, but I think I've been around so many coaches and so many systems now that, you know, they all kind of blend together. But yeah, I mean, obviously every coach is different. Their philosophies are different. You know, the way they approach meetings, you know, really the whole day is different than what it was last year. You know, like I just said, there's pros and cons to each, but, you know, hopefully if guys, you know, are feeling, you know, a change and it's better, then hopefully it carries over.
Do you think this offense gives you a little more? Flexibility with regards to pass protections, whether it's keeping a running back on or keeping six guys in. It seemed like at times guys would tee off a little bit on the 5-man front last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that is kind of one of the advantages of huddling and going slower this year is the fact that, you know, we're going to try to get in to the right place, the right protections, you know, especially if we know a blitz is coming. You know, we'd like to get protected and take advantage of what's in the back end. You know, obviously they're limited when they decide to bring, you know, more than four. And so hopefully, you know, I think that's one area, you know, I talked about it a little bit on Monday, that me and Kelsey have to be really good with each other. You know, just knowing that week what their blitz package is, making sure that we're protected, making sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity we have when they do decide to pressure us.